The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This Sunday, in many churches, it will be honored and remembered as All Saints' Day. And the gospel reading is really an unusual one in a way when you first stop and think about it. It's the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. But one really jumped out at me as I looked at this reading. It's verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Peacemakers. You know, we don't have much peace in our world today. There's so much going on. In Maine, a couple weeks ago, lots of people were gunned down in two different places by somebody. And there's shootings like this every day. Some even go unreported. There's violence all over the place. And then if you look over in the Middle East, Israel is fighting Hamas, trying to take back their land, and Hamas is fighting them. And in the middle of it are the people that are caught, the citizens who are ambushed and taken captive or killed between the two fighting factions. But there's also other small fights. We don't really have to go all the way to the Middle East or to Maine or any place. We can look in our own lives. Brothers, sisters, husbands and wives, friends and neighbors. We all have disagreements and frustrations and fights. And usually doesn't end in fist fights or knives or guns. But it does with anger and frustration, hurt and pain. Blessed are the peacemakers. I think Jesus was trying to say this world needs a bunch of peace, and boy, does it ever, because there's not a lot of peace. Sometimes people just want a meal without fighting. Want an end to hostilities. You know, that arguing and bickering that goes on, the disagreement or the hostilities, we just say, stop it, stop it. Well, that's really actually not peace. That's silence. And that's not peace, because you can be across from the table from someone and have silence and just be as angry as ever, as well as that anger and frustration with them. Now, that's not peace. That's just silence. Blessed are the peacemakers, Jesus said. Let's look at it from a different way. When you don't have peace, what do you have? Well, you can have fear for your own safety, fear for the future. A lot of fears can enter in. Fear is that unknown and thinking of the worst. You can also have frustration. Frustration that is not going the way you want it, not going the way you think it should, not going the way the world you're envisioning should be. Sometimes, you know, we work so hard for peace, we actually can miss the point. Okay, hang with me for a moment. I want to take you down a thought process. You got to be with me for a few minutes, okay? This is why it comes back to Jesus, who said these words, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be sons of God. Comes back to Jesus. Jesus is the one who brought peace between humanity, God and you and me. For you see, we all know that we were angry and had hostilities against God. We wanted the world to be our way. And we're willing to do anything to have it go our way. Our pleasure, our power, our prestige, or the lack thereof. That's sin. And we all have sinned. And sometimes we sin because we hurt and we just want to hurt back. But that's why Jesus came. He's the one who brought peace between God and us. He took our sin, the punishment for our sin, on himself. That's why he died on the cross. Now you must say, well, what's that got to do with? Well, hang with me a moment. Just be with me. Because it deals with both world peace, but especially peace in our lives. We don't have to fear the present when we have peace with God, and we hold it and cling to it, because we have peace with God. Think about that again. We don't fear about the present because we have a future. We have a future with God. He has promised us resurrection of the body and life everlasting with him in heaven. Just think about that. Just think if it happened, poof, tomorrow, later today, all of a sudden, it's all done, all over, the aches and pains are gone, we have a new body, we're walking with Jesus, sin's no longer there. That's peace between us and God and our family members. Oh my goodness, yeah. Well, come back to today now. That's our future. That's our future. And when we see that clearly, then we don't have to fear the present. Well, now, when we view the world from that angle, that we have a future, and it's guaranteed to us by Jesus, not by our working and struggling for the peace, but it's a gift given to us by him, by what he did, well, then we see the present so different. It changes how we work and view the world around us. No, we can't do much about the war that's going on, whether it's in Israel or Gaza or wherever. No, we can't do much about that. But we sure can do a lot about what happens in our present world, in our life. You see, peace is really, one way of viewing it, is that positive vibe between people. There's a good relationship that goes on. Not frustration, not fear, not anger, not guilt. And that's often hard to have, that positive vibe, because it's been broken either by us, and we're too proud to say it, that it was, and I'm sorry. But you see, that's what Jesus can do. He can help us to say, I'm sorry. Also, sometimes that peace is broken by others. And quite frankly, they don't see it. And they really don't even care sometimes that they broke the peace. But when we have a peace from Jesus between us and God, knowing we have a future, that changes the way we can work and relate with them. You see, that those good vibes, that peace, it sometimes comes down to taking that first step, that second step, or every step, and saying, I love you, I forgive you. That's what Jesus did for you and me. He took that first step. He took the second step. He took every step all the way to the cross. And he's not just an example. No. No, he gives us that example of how to love and forgive, but he also then gives us strength to love and help and forgive people in this world, because we have peace with him. We can start to reach across the chasm, you might say, to bring peace, to not get back at them like we want to, like we think they deserve. But again, to say, I love you, I forgive you. Just as Jesus has forgiven me, I love and I forgive you. And I want your future to be better as well. Because mine's better, yours can be too. And this is how we can be a blessing. This is how we are peacemakers. This is how we are sons of God. I think that's one of the key reasons this Bible verse is spoken on All Saints Day. You see, many of the saints have done this in the past. And that's why we are saints today, because of their heroic effort, helped by God, to bring faith to other people. Which then brings faith, finally, to us. For you see, God works through people, his people, to help other people be people of faith. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the greatest peacemaker of all. and that you, the very Son of God, weren't demanding that you hold on to this, but you emptied yourself, took on the form of a human, and suffered death, even death on a cross. And Lord, help us to have that same humility, to be willing to love and share and forgive, be a peacemaker. Thank you, Jesus, for those who are in our life that we can reach out to bring peace, your peace. Your peace that surpasses understanding. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. I love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.